Welcome to this Rock the Flock podcast. Listen to the full two-hour show each Sunday from 7 to 9 p.m. on 89.7 WJHO.
This is Rock the Flock on 89.7 WJHO and the Rock the Flock podcast for the week of February 23rd, 2025. I'm Greg Wyckoff, your host. What is Rock the Flock? Well, it's Matthew 16:18. Upon this rock, I will build my church. So everything in this show will be of God, will be of the Word. It will be outstanding Christian independent music artist from all over the country and out of the country, wherever it comes from. Thank you, God. You can listen to the show on 89.7 WJHO, also online at 897WJHO.org, and you can download the Radio Alabama app. In this week's episode, Jacob William of the band Praise and Glory. You'll enjoy the interview. You're already loving his music, so stay tuned for that and much more. It's Rock the Flock. Welcome to Rock the Flock Radio. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. I want to appreciate all the Christian independent artists who are part of this show. I absolutely love it. I love sharing your music and your testimonies. And today, I have another amazing interview. And I say it every week. I pray, Lord, send the one to the show who you want and let them say what you have for them to say. And I'm blessed this week to have Mr. Jacob William from the band Praise and Glory. Thank you for joining Rock the Flock Radio.
Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, I really appreciate you. I reached out to you, and I know people think, who's this guy, man? But I'm glad you saw the, whatever you saw in me, the genuineness, or I don't know, you know, because I'm here for you. You know, I want to be here to promote your music. I love playing your music on the show already and look for more, so...
Yeah, I appreciate that. That's really cool.
Well, for our guest and all the listeners who are listening, who is Mr. Jacob William?
I grew up in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, and I just love doing my books and music. I like to, you know, share the gospel and, you know, with my people on Facebook, different places, you know, sowing good seeds of the word. But also I like to obviously make good music. I like to do some tunes, you know, every few years I like to make, publish some songs, usually five at a time. And it's just fun to, you know, get the music going because the Bible says how important praise is, you know.
Yes, sir.
We live in a world that sometimes doesn't get how important praise is. You know, it's really, really important to, you know, get it going and make it fun, make it enjoyable too. You know, everyone has a different style. Mine's more alternative, poppy, rocky type stuff, you know, but I like it. You know, I just feel that's what I like sometimes, just getting that expression. And it seems like people seem to like it out there on different places. So it's cool.
Well, I loved it because I was telling all the guys at work this week, because they always ask me, okay, who are you interviewing? And I said, well, The couple of songs that Mr. Jacob sent me, if I could explain it really easy, have you ever heard the group Green Day? And they looked at me really funny. And I said, have you ever heard Green Day play Jesus music? And they looked at me even funnier. And I said, well, you got to listen to it. And I pulled it up on the phone and played it. And it is absolutely, I love your music. I love it.
That's cool. Yeah. And it's, you know, sometimes it's just, when I grew up, I liked going to church, but at the same time, I like doing my style. I like different people that get a lot of variety in Christian faith and be creative if they can. I don't like to copy anyone necessarily, but I do like to make every record kind of like different than the previous one, you know?
Yes, sir.
And that's for me is, you know, I like, you know, different bands that have different ideas, different... But it's sometimes it's tapping into that creativity is sometimes the enjoyable part if you can be inspired to do that. But yeah, it's been fun.
Well, the music in whatever genre of music that's used, that's just a vehicle that carries it to whoever the Lord wants to hear that beat, that sound. But what's different in what you're doing, brother, is the message behind it. Mm-hmm. So it goes into doors that may not normally open.
Yeah.
But it's cool that you're doing it.
Yeah. And it's, you know, it's fun. I mean, it's a joy to make it. You know, sometimes there are scriptures that say, make a loud noise to the Lord, rejoice and sing praise. And I'm always open to, you know, making it the next one a different. And it's exciting to do that. I last one I did 2021, Serendipity record. It was kind of fun. It was an enjoyable thing. This one is called Times of Judah. Mm. And I feel like Judah means praise. So it's like you have to put it out there and just see what happens. You know, it's not like you can't force anything or anything, but it's fun to make it. And otherwise, it's not as fun if you don't really enjoy what you're doing, you know?
Yes, sir. I understand. Well, I tell you what, we're going to take a break, and we come back. It's why you're not on the show. You're on the show for your music, because that's what this show is about. But really what this show is about, well, I'll just tell you, you know, the Bible verse for this show is Rock the Flock, and it's Matthew 16:18. And basically, upon this rock, I will build my church, and upon the word of God. And behind each one of us is a story in the Bible that God has spoken to us with, or a verse in the Bible that God puts in our heart. And I can't wait to hear when we come back what you have to share with us.
That sounds good. Yeah, I got one ready. That's pretty good, I think.
All right. Well, we'll be right back with Jacob William from Praise and Glory right here on Rock the Flock Radio. It's Rock the Flock Radio. Joining me this week from the band Praise and Glory, Mr. Jacob William. Jacob, you shared a little bit about your life in Iowa. I mean, this is really cool. I need a map where all the Rock the Flock artists live. Because last week I had no idea that my guest was calling in from the Netherlands.
Oh, really?
Yes, sir. So I thought I'd have a U.S. map. I may have to get a world map, but that's just, I say that with all glory going to God.
Yeah, that's cool. I mean,
because, you know, I say it every week. I'm the dirty dish towel that sits in this seat, and I get to sit back and watch what God is doing. And I'm humbled. I don't deserve it. I'm absolutely humbled. And I am, like I said, I am blessed, and I don't say that very lightly. To have you this week.
Mm-hmm. That's appreciated.
Well, Bishop. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Oh, we want to do the scripture?
Yes, sir. That would be good.
So I got Psalm 98:4. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise.
I like it. And why that verse?
It just came to me, like, you know, I just thinking that is, like, you know, what I like to do. And I think a lot of people, they don't always know what that means. Loud noise, rejoice, sing praise, you know. And the Bible has so much, you know, throughout the whole Bible, even Isaiah 54, different places where it says, sing, O barren, you know, type stuff like that. And it's so cool to have a chance to just make it happen. But it's a, you know, with the Lord, sometimes it's a slow process. It's just, he waits for us to be ready, usable, more prepared. And that is something, takes patience, you know, but I do think it's really fun to, obviously I keep using that word fun. It is fun. It's joyful to make some tunes that if people like it, that's good. I'm really hoping that people might like a different style, that they're like, you know, different bands that are played alternative rock or Christian rock, you know, but also praise, you know, it's something that's kind of cool, you know, for me at least.
Well, that's neat. Cause I kind of got what you just said, that it's not about who you're doing it for, you're praising the Lord.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's cool. Cause I think a lot of us think that, you know, we want to be seen. We worry about numbers, who's watching, how many likes, how many views, and God, he takes care of all that.
Yeah.
He'll move. I was listening a little while ago, a little video about the prayer of Jabez, and you better be careful if you pray it. Cause God's going to, if we ask of it, he will send it according to his will.
Amen.
And,
yeah.
And he will send, he will send those listeners to your music, and he will send people to, and I hate saying follow you, but,
right.
but they will connect with you. And then that's your platform that God has given you, to share this wonderful testimony of music with.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Well, all right.
Yeah. Yeah. That'd be kind of cool. You know, it's fun to keep it fresh and glorify the Lord. Cause it says, second Psalm 51, he that offers praise glorifies God. And I'm thinking, whether it be you thanking God every day, just giving thanks, giving glory to God for every little thing, that's good. But the music, I think, is, like you said, a good vehicle for preaching the message of Jesus and grace of God and all that, you know.
Well, I'm thankful. Like I told you earlier, I share the music with the, I'll call them younger kids at work. And I'll text it to them. I'll find a song on YouTube or it's on Spotify or whatever, and I'll just send it to their phone. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of cool when they come back to me and you know, say, Mr. Greg, I listened to so and so. That, you know, that meant a lot to me. And so you, Jacob, and all the other independent Christian artists that are a part of this, it makes a difference. Mm-hmm. So you're making a difference in people's lives.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Yeah. Often we don't think about all that. We don't think about, as if we share something, we don't think about the effect that positive or even negative things that can happen to things. But I think when you sow good seed in your field, they're going to have a blessing there. And I do think it's going to be exciting to see what God does. He calls people and sends them forth, prepares them, and it's up to us to just keep searching the word for answers and never quit on it, you know? And that's just exciting, enthusiastic, I should say, to want to be able to do that and have that opportunity.
Well, amen. Well, I tell you what, when we come back, we're going to talk about really why you're on the show, your music. And we're going to talk about, we'll just pick one of the songs. I think we've got a couple in the playlist here at the station, so we can talk about when you started singing for Christ and why you wrote these songs. So we'll do all that when we come back with Jacob William right here on Rock the Flock Radio. Welcome back to Rock the Flock Radio. Joining me this week from Praise and Glory, the band, Mr. Jacob William. Jacob, thank you for, wow, man, sharing that, not just Bible verse, but everything that came after that. And that is what I love about doing this show, because it's, like I said, it's all a God thing. And I know there's somebody out there who was me many years ago as a young kid. I said Christian music protected me, and that is the logo of Rock the Flock. That's the headphones over the cross. That was me. Because Christian music protected me.
Amen.
And so thank you for putting it out. Thank you for saying you're not going to give up, because we can't give up, because the Lord never gives up on us. And as long as there's a fire, there's an inspiration, then he's right there with you.
Amen.
Well, all right, now the fun part of the show. We get to talk about your music, and we're playing a song. It's on this week's show, Father of Lights. What inspired you to write the song?
It was like that scripture, you know, every good and perfect gift comes from above, from the Father of lights. It's James 1:17, whom is no variableness, a shadow of turning. So I love that message about, it's something like, you know, God is a God of light and good, and there's no darkness in him, you know, and it's such a joy to make something kind of fun and poppy and exciting to listen to. I hope that's what it is. We never know. But I do think it's what it came from was that scripture, you know, and he's called the Father of lights or Heavenly Father. And we just love to make it happen with that, a song like this, you know, something that's alternative sounding and has a little bit of grace of different types of sounds in it. You know, I love it.
Has a little what we call kick to it.
Yeah.
Love it. When did you know, or when did you start picking up a guitar or start singing?
Oh, that was like probably, you know, in the year 2000, I really liked Beatles and different stuff like that. And I was really wanting to just love to get something going. And musician, you know, different bands I would like. And I just went to a phase of all this cool sounds, cool music. But yeah, through my high school years and college, but when I was 20, the Lord really called me to really seek him further, make music, study his message, his word. And I felt that was when I really had to focus more on following a straight path to the Lord, you know, the kingdom and the kingdom of heaven. And I love having that calling that supports me. No matter what happens, you have a calling to make praise always and make it fun, make it glorious, make it fun. I don't know if it's glorious, but I do know it's got to be a joyful noise, you know. Like it says in Psalm 98:4, make a joyful noise to the Lord. And I already like a lot of stuff that's already out there. I love it, but I think everyone has a different calling to make something, contribution, you know.
So. Yes, sir. And we're, I guess I was going to ask this, but I guess I am too. We're accountable for what we do and what we say. And in your music, if God's giving you this platform, then you're accountable for what's in it. And that's a cool thing that he has put trust in you, brother, to have this sound and want to tune into people in different ways, but he trusts you with it to put what he's put on your heart in the words and the rhythm. Mm-hmm. So, and just to mash that all together for his glory.
Amen. Yeah, it's a mystery too, because, you know, God is a mystery, and we call it to seek him and partake of the goodness and benefits. And I've always been told, you know, praise is almost like a secret, but it shouldn't be a secret victory. But sometimes it's undermined a little bit, you know. But I do think that the way David in the Bible was so much getting, you know, letting praise go forward first and like, or the walls of Jericho fell because they were starting with praise and all that stuff, you know, and it is just, it's a big thing to think about, but I think, like I said, God causes us to be patient with our prodding forward in our work, you know? So.
Yes, sir. And you mentioned David a couple of times, and it's kind of funny because I talked about it on last week's show. You know, David never knew when he was in the field that God was preparing him. Mm-hmm. You know, he thought he was doing what his father wanted him to do, is to take care of the flock. All the animals, and he never knew, David didn't, that he was being prepared to stand before Goliath. Mm-hmm. And not only did he stand before Goliath, but it was with a small stone. It wasn't with a sword. It wasn't with a machine gun. It was a small stone. And then I threw it back to, you know, if you have the faith of a mustard seed, the Bible says we can move a mountain.
Amen. Yeah.
So we can take the smallest of things and people listening to know that God's preparing you, that you may feel like you're not doing anything, but it may be a season of preparation.
Exactly. Yeah.
And just be ready.
Exactly. Yeah. And I also like where he chooses things that you wouldn't expect. He chooses, the Bible says he chooses the foolish things to confound wise and mighty. And I love that. That's kind of like David. He was chosen to be the king, but he wasn't, you know, he was goodly to look to, it says, but he wasn't exactly everyone's choice, but he was the Lord's choice. I love that, because there's a difference the Lord puts on his people, and his people are going to be blessed if they just continue to seek his face.
Amen. Well, I'll tell you what, when we come back, we're going to wrap the show up, and we're going to be able to tell people how they can connect with you, because I'd love for you to tell them so they can sit back and not just hear, I think, Paradise and Father of Lights are two songs that we're playing right now, but mm-hmm. all the other music that you're making, because I love watching your videos, so keep doing that, and how they can connect with you. So we'll be right back with that. Mr. Jacob William with Praise and Glory right here on Rock the Flock Radio. Welcome. I hope you enjoyed the show this week. I hope you enjoyed all the wonderful Christian independent artists that make up Rock the Flock Radio. Adding to that family, and that's what I call it, a family. Well, really, I call them the Avengers, because I said it's time. It's the end battle. Let's go. You know, come on. Get on board and let's go share the word of God. And another one of those mighty warriors is on with us this week. And that's Mr. Jacob William from the band Praise and Glory.
Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it. It's been really good.
Well, Jacob, we kind of ripped open your life a little bit. We found out some cool stuff about you.
Yeah, it's been fun. Yeah.
Well, before we continue on, can I say a prayer?
Yeah.
Heavenly Father, we come to you again, Lord. I thank you for this show, Lord. I ask you to bless all the artists on it, Lord, to expand their ministry. Lord, this man of God that you brought to the show today, Jacob, what a name, Heavenly Father. You named him from the start, that you will continue to bless his ministry, his music. Be with his voice, Lord. Lord, continue to open doors in his life. Lord, protect him from the enemy. And bless him each and every day of his life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much.
Thank you. How can people connect with you?
Praise and Glory with an N. It's a Praise and Glory Official is an Instagram site, but also it's on, you know, there's Facebook, and there's also, what is it? Spotify and all the marketplaces you can find Praise and Glory. You know, and it's been fun making it, and I just appreciate people that like it. I see people enjoying it at times, so I'll keep making songs. I'll keep making videos. It's fun.
And what I'll do, I'll tag all those in the. I'll do a post to promote the show, and I'll tag all those in it, so people can just click on it and go right to all those sites that are Praise and Glory.
Yeah, and the main one I use is Instagram, because it's just it's a little bit easier to operate. People are more responsive on that, and I just I think it's a good one to use. But I mean, yeah, whatever. It's just Praise and Glory with an N. So yeah, it's been fun being on the show.
Well, thank you. I told you in between. Thank you for your time. It has been a blessing, a pleasure to meet you. And, you know, I'm honored to have you as an artist on the show.
I appreciate it.
Any closing thoughts?
Yeah, I like when it says seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. That's one of the verses I had in mind also I wasn't going to use, but I think that's Matthew 6:33. I just think that's the most important thing, is never quitting seeking the Lord. And like when it says in the Bible, Uzziah, as long as he sought the Lord, he prospered, the king of Judah. And I think that's kind of stuck in my mind a little bit about the contingency of coming to the Lord and giving him our prayers and thoughts and giving him the attention that he wants in terms of his followers, you know. So I just pray that over people in Jesus' name. So,
amen. Well, love your music, brother. Have a great day. And we'll get you back on soon. I told you I had some other connections I'm going to get you hooked up with. And let's just rock out for the Lord.
Amen. Yeah. Praise the Lord.
Awesome. That's Mr. Jacob William with Praise and Glory right here on Rock the Flock Radio.
Thanks for listening to Rock the Flock. If you like what you heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday evening from 7 to 9 on 89.7 WJHO. 897WJHO.org, 89.7 WJHO on the Radio Alabama app, or on Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama.